Warning, this podcast contains bad words and stories about drugs and sex and overthrowing the government. Proceed with caution. Okay. Thank you. And now on to our show. Wake up, brother, we got nothing to do. Let's go outside, just me and you, and build a fort. We'll pack a lunch, won't be home till after dark. Then after dinner we can sneak back out. You know that high school girl I've been telling you about? Well, she gets undressed about a quarter to nine, and we can watch her do it from the big old pine next door. She got a room on the second floor. Well, looks like another fucked up day in paradise. What a party. What a gift to be once again communing with you. And you. Dan Kelly here, a.k.a. Shri Fuji Split. Two names, same guy. Instantiated in your consciousness, teleported into your moment through bouncing speaker diaphragms and maybe even glowing pixels. Technology is your excuse to make this imaginary me actual. You're an adventurer for letting me in, courageous and very creative. What will you make me say and do this episode, I wonder? By the way, this is the model shop. You're not going to have a tour tonight, but you are here. I promised this like 1,000 episodes ago. Eventually, you're going to see the whole thing and get the whole lay of the land, as they say. All right, having muddied the water, let's dive in. Nuts and bolts. By now, you should know that we're looking at scenes from the open-source sci-fi featurette, Daughter of God, and requesting feedback. How to get feedback is also worthy of our attention. In episode 075, I flippantly fast-forwarded through the data because, frankly, I prefer to be a little bit more zoomed out. Plus, we don't have a lot of time in these more concise episodes for tons of detail and meandering. Where's the beef? From now on, I'm only giving an executive summary of the analysis. If you're fascinated by the nitty-gritty details, be like Anne and Pam and check out the transcription. Transcription begins now. I was so excited about the Twitter. End of transcription. The nuts and bolts executive summary. Low performance platforms are now excluded from reporting. Facebook and Vimeo rank Do It Again as the second most watched scene, with potential for outpacing the most watched scene open season in the weeks to come. Further research is needed for Vimeo and Facebook to resolve some contradictory data. Okay. Executive summary, there you go. That feels to me so much cleaner compared to rattling off all those numbers and equations. Progress. Feedback. Do It Again shows a lot of promise for capturing cognition, yet only three of our most dedicated core collaborators offered feedback. Why didn't more folks chime in? I'm guessing the late release was a factor. I didn't post until Thursday afternoon. Early Wednesday posting, UTC-5, seems to be the most productive posting time. By the way, tonight is Tuesday, and I'm cranking this off at 9:30. I've still got to edit, and I'm projecting a Wednesday morning launch somehow because I want that Wednesday morning magic. I think that has a lot to do with how much feedback we get. We'll see if I can meet that deadline and then what happens after that. Anyway, for just three people commenting, feedback was dense and instructive. Joe via Facebook. I take it you mean watch it over and over again. Ha! This is both hilarious and silly, and I'll add cute and sweet and bizarre. Okay, I gotta get ready for this sentence because it's kind of long. It's kind of a long run-on-y sentence. In the midst of a feature, there's a bit to take in that seems it may always leave one of the viewer's sensory inputs lacking while focusing on another, but I myself relish in layers of storytelling and the questioning of how, why, and what my subconscious brings feeling-wise to the fore that add to the overall flavor and also makes re-experiencing a second time a whole new experience, like noticing the different flavors in a wonderfully complex experimental hummus or insert dish of choice. Yum! Ha-ha! Joe speaks of multiple sensory modalities being stimulated. I might interpret this as there was too much for Joe to take in with just one viewing, so he watched again and again. I'm of two minds about this. The scene should be cohesive and coherent the first time through, or at least the gist of what the scene is trying to convey should come across. Conversely, discovering more of the story the second or third time through is exciting. Based on Joe's comment, enough comes across to know that the scene is almost working. I can't reveal more of the backstory because we're probably going to revisit the scene and I want to keep impressions fresh. I talked to Joe on the phone a day later. He said, "The eye in the pyramid. I wondered if I was watching the Illuminati channel and guessed that the other circles, I couldn't make them out, some kind of animal and maybe a syringe, were other channels or maybe aspects of this channel. When I replayed, looking at the details, I noticed there were monitors of the heart and something else." Again, these details of Joe's perception are super helpful. I really wanted to tell him more about the scene so we could hash out specifics, but that will have to wait. I love his fresh eyes. His perception is both unique and acute. He's like thousand grit sandpaper. So fine. Joe also inspired me about how to take things a little easier. If a week gets busy, reissuing scenes after implementing feedback might be less work than posting brand new scenes. Seamus via Dog.Movie wrote an elevator pitch for another movie. I love when he does that. Here's an excerpt.
"One day, on some unwashed, neglected corner of the internet, a young couple began posting amateur porn videos of themselves, but it wasn't like other porn. The couple filmed their normal lives around the house from the young man's point of view. They did chores, ate dinner together, and had conversations. They argued, they cried, and they laughed together about things happening in their lives and in the world at large. And when the mood struck them, they had sex. And they posted that, and the hour leading up to it online for the world to see. The videos took the chance by storm. The basement dwellers were transfixed. They couldn't stop watching. The feels were too real. These videos were unscripted, the dialogue unforced, and the emotions were genuine. Was this what these men were missing out on? Was this what they could have had, had they just been socialized properly? The markets caught on quickly. Other couples started making similar videos, and the real-life experience rapidly became one of the most popular porn genres. Porn sites began offering apps to couples to expedite the streaming and editing processes. It was a bit like Uber, but for sexual encounters instead of driving." Snip. In my reply, I asserted that Seamus was an incorrigible utopian, and that I was headed to the Hump Film Festival in Chicago this weekend, where his sexy extrapolation might actually be unfolding. Porn for the people! James via Dog.Movie was both annoyed and intrigued by the distracting detail.
"I had to rewatch it 5 times to take everything in. Why?"
He also wondered why the future looked like a black and white tube TV from the 50s. I replied that maybe bandwidth was an issue or the technology devolved. I can't really explain without giving away the whole show. Anyway, feedback from these dudes is especially amazing since I posted the scene not only without any backstory, but zero, zilch, context. Who is this man and this woman? There's no clue. Joe and Seamus just ran with the moment, Seamus to the extent of writing flash fiction, much as Allison riffed off Wall Street Underwater back in episode 070. Canyon Princess. The gurgling of a gentle river current and the chanting of devotees echoes off steep rock walls. Far above, a massive derelict is silhouetted against the azure blue, a rust-pitted and ancient remembrance of the long ago. Here's the feedback question. It's kind of tongue-in-cheek, but not really. What, if any, connection is there between this scene and Elon Musk's space car? Every answer is right, and feel free to totally blow off this question and just run with whatever thoughts and feelings come up.
That's all, folks.
You've been up a lazy river with episode 077 of the Daughter of God cast, another gorgeous number, and another scintillating episode on our way to episode 100, and then likely higher if we can all avoid getting plowed by night giants, dark drifters crossing our path. If this podcast is a guilty pleasure, I'm glad you keep coming around. If this is your very first time, I trust you feel special, because heavens to Murgatroyd, you are. You are the reason I write, read, and get all gussied up around Tuesday, take a bath with real soap and scrub all the rust pigments from under my fingernails, and loofah my skin to a spiritual translucence so that my divine glow is visible even across the internet. Surprise! I'm only in your imagination. I'm a mirror. You're the one that's glowing, as only the gods can.